From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Times Union that Columbia County's executive, sheriff, and comptroller on January 7th all announced they are running for re-election. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, Sheriff Craig Apple, and Comptroller Susan Rizzo, all Democrats, were at the Carpenters Union Local 291 Training Center in Albany to make the announcement. Deputy County Executive Daniel Lynch said at the announcement, and I quote, "This is a great ticket to get behind. I know we're going to do great things in the next 4 years," end quote. New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli was there to introduce the candidates, saying, and I quote, "We are on the path to recovery. It is a time where we need elected leaders who bring people together," end quote. For McCoy, he is attempting to win a fourth term. He mentioned housing and mental health issues, exacerbated by the pandemic, worsening weather due to climate change, and economic issues such as inflation and a possible recession as the major obstacles he will face if he wins again. Apple briefly campaigned for a state Senate seat last year and then quit that race. He has been sheriff since 2011. Rizzo was first elected as county comptroller in 2019. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. On January 9th, new congressperson Mark Molinaro got to take his first votes. Molinaro cast his first ballot for the new rules in the House of Representatives when he again reined back in the C-SPAN cameras that had been showing much more than normal during the long process of electing a Speaker of the House. On his second vote, he laid off 87,000 people enforcing the law as Republicans decided to roll back Joe Biden's recent hiring at the Internal Revenue Service. Molinaro wrote on Twitter that, and I quote, "I just voted to protect families, farmers, and small businesses. No problem has ever been solved by empowering more tax collectors. I voted to repeal Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents," end quote. Both local Republicans, Molinaro and Representative Elise Stefanik, voted for the new rules and the layoffs, while Democrats Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko voted against both bills. Nick Greisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul proposed a $1 million health plan in her 2023 State of the State speech January 10th. The proposal would expand psychiatric beds and housing units. The plan is prompted by the COVID-19 pandemic and to address a worsening homelessness crisis. Hochul said, and I quote, "We have underinvested in mental health care for so long and allowed the situation to become so dire that it has become a public safety crisis as well. This proposal marks a monumental shift to make sure no one falls through the cracks and to finally and fully meet the mental health needs of all New Yorkers," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.